I'm here with Michael Klinger, hot off the plane, returning to us from Australia. Michael, welcome back to Gloucestershire. Obviously, a lot's changed in the last 6 months here in Bristol. We've got new coaching team. A few of the more senior guys have left the club and a few new players have come in. How do you find the club and what's it like to be back?
Yeah, it's great to be back. Obviously, only a short time. Arrived in yesterday morning and caught up with most of the guys and Dawson and Halves. And yeah, it's a different look this year with some senior guys gone. But so far, the boys have done really well from all reports and I've been following. So yeah, hopefully we're set up to do well in the two competitions that have started so far. So hopefully we can continue that.
And when you're obviously overseas on the other side of the world and you're playing for your own sides and captaining them and obviously very caught up in the day-to-day of that, how easy has it been to keep in touch with what's been going on with Gloucestershire? Or is that something you have to do now you're back and obviously can do it in person?
Well, I suppose a good thing is when Gloucestershire season started was actually when I had a bit of time off. So I took 6 weeks off at the end of our season just to mentally and physically freshen up after sort of almost 6-7 years or season straight going back and forth from Australia to England and a few Aussie A tours and stuff like that. So following the scores was pretty easy actually. Just and the time difference in Perth actually isn't too bad, so you can actually follow the games and the boys have gone really well. So it's looking forward to obviously continuing that on Sunday and beyond.
For those that don't know, you've had a fantastic winter, as it was for us. Obviously, with the Perth Scorchers taking the Big Bash crown, you were top scorer in that tournament and obviously came very close in the Sheffield Shield as well. Just give us a flavour of what the winter's been like for you, what you've been up to since we last saw you in a Gloucestershire shirt.
Yeah, well, obviously, it was a shame last year having to leave Gloucestershire early after I broke my arm. So went straight back into and had to move to Perth with the family. So that was interesting, changing states, and we won 2 out of 3 competitions in the one days and 2020s, and just missed out in the Sheffield Shield. So to be part of two winning teams was unbelievable, and a great experience, and to be able to contribute and perform pretty well in all the formats was fantastic as well. So was really happy with the way the season panned out, and now looking forward hopefully to bring some of that form over here.
And how difficult is that to do? Obviously, different conditions in the UK, different teammates that you're playing with, but clearly your track record as a leader and as a batsman, you know, will I'm sure cross the divide. But how easy is it to get a dressing room from a group of very talented youngsters, which we've got, to a winning team, which obviously you've experienced over in Perth this year?
I suppose the good thing is, because I've been captain here the last couple of years, so I know the guys really well. I know a lot of their strengths and weaknesses, and just looking forward to getting back and playing with them now. Everyone gets along really well, so it's going to be fun to lead the guys and I don't have to change a lot probably from what Ian Cobain's done the last couple of games, because they've been successful. It's just a matter of making sure I communicate well with the bowlers and our game plan, and that won't change from what they've been doing, so because by reports they've been doing it well.
I know a big focus of Richard Dawson has been to compete in all three fronts this year. Every competition is valued as highly as the other one. But next up for us is the T20 with Essex on Sunday. How are you looking forward to being part of the T20 Blast this year? And have you seen much of the first two games or heard much of the first two games? Is there anything that you think you'll be able to sort of bring to the side immediately to help us progress in that competition?
Yeah, I haven't seen any footage, but obviously been following the scores and speaking to Dawson specifically about how they've been going. And they obviously won Ian Cobain in particular played a fantastic innings first game to get us over the line and had a tight finish, unfortunately, on the wrong side of it the other day against Sussex. So I think overall, from all reports, our skill level has been up. So it's just a matter of executing on the day. And Essex are none from two, so it'd be nice to put them, I suppose, right back in down the bottom of the pack and be none from three.
And just finally then, what do you think this side can achieve? You know, it's been spoken by the coaching staff and the players themselves, obviously a young squad, but with quite a lot of first-class experience now, experience playing in the top competitions in this country. How are you looking forward to the rest of the season in terms of sort of ambitions and what you think this team can achieve?
I think what Dawes said is exactly right. Like, you don't go into a season not wanting to win or competing in all the three formats. So it's still very early days, but we go into every game obviously trying to making sure we come out on top and win it. So if we do that in all the formats, then and we can perform at our maximum level, then we'll be up there in all the formats. So it's certainly ambition of ours to be competitive in all three, whether that means winning them, whether that means being in making finals, it's very hard to say yet. But I think what Dawson's trying to say is we're going out competing hard in every game we play.